Morning, pal. Cars without headlights at 7 in the morning? I guess it's conceivable. How you doing there, hotshot? As we head into a new day here, there's a gal up here that needs to live next to us. Carrie and her can really get along pretty good. You don't always get what you want in life, do you? Noticing more and more, and Bill Clinton was talking about this yesterday, about all these Obama haters, this right-wing conspiracy. And I'm finally seeing it with Obama. Like, I knew with Clinton that they were after him. They're really running hard. But with fucking Obama, it's so, so transparent and apparent. I mean, the drum roll for what he's doing and how he's doing it is fucking off the charts. I mean, really, all it comes down to is that we have a fellow in office that's progressive. I mean, pretty fucking progressive. That's doing so many things that he's promised in such a good manner, and is so smart and deliberate. In fact, the Secretary of Defense stayed on, and he was with Bush. And he praised Obama for the kind of job that he's doing, the kind of president he is, and the kind of person he is. And it's just like, fucking, you know? These assholes that are detracting. It's like, and I know that's going to happen. I mean, it's inevitable, and it's fine. Completely fine. But these fucking assholes like Glenn Beck. Are you kidding me? They like Glenn Beck? That's it. That's what we're living with. That's the world we're in right now. Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly. Are you fucking kidding me? It's like someone grabbed a kid in 1953 and said, "Hey, son, let me show you the future of politics. Let me show you what's going to happen to the political landscape when a black man becomes president. Let me show you who the detractor is going to be." And they just show a toilet full of shit, and someone flushes that fucking shit down. That's it. That's the detractors right there in the fucking toilet. Welcome to the future, kid. 2010, there's the fucking people that don't like a president that's doing a good job after 8 years of the dumbest motherfucker on the planet running the show. Welcome to America, kid. Slap you on the back. Other than that, your birthday, which I did do an audio piece on, just went by, and I knew it, but I didn't, and it's weird, because it seems like I've remembered better now that you're gone versus when you were here. But more than that, I remember when I went to the dentist, like, I went there 6 months ago. They spit out your birthday as the day for my appointment. I was just like, wow, yeah, okay, that'll work. It was a weird placement theory. So we all survived. Mama Sue survived. We survived. And yeah, we're just moving forward there. As forward as we can be forward. And I survived a weekend of taking care of the kids as Carrie tried to get the flu out of her bones, and I got my ass handed to me, got the hurt feet, the sore bones, but I guess I'll have plenty of time to sleep when I die. So here we go. What else is there? That's it for right now. I did the other day in my business card project with you call your old hairdresser, Bobby Joe Galata. Yeah, that was it, Bobby Joe Galata. And I thought I'd remember you said that he died. And I had to find out again when I called. They're like, I asked for him. They're like, yeah, you haven't been around for a while, have you, son? So, finding a lot of people in your Rolodex that are either around, have the same number, or remember who you are, so I'm going to keep trying. Today's one of those days where I'm going to keep trying. At any rate, That's my story. And I stick to it.
I think you out with this one.